This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk about inflation a lot on this program. Too much for some of you. I know that because you tell me. But honestly, it's not just us. Jay Powell talks about it a lot. Congress talks about it a lot, Republicans mostly. President Biden talks about it a lot, mostly because he can't not talk about it. But you know who doesn't talk about inflation all that much? Advertisers, which makes sense because who wants to say out loud that they are raising prices? But the last time inflation was this bad, back in the late 1970s, some brands actually saw opportunity in the I word. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
What's the recipe to beat inflation? Simmer a pound of ground beef, add one tablespoon of mustard, a cup of sour cream, and then the magic ingredient.
All right, now I'm mixing in the Bisquick.
I'm making something called a hamburger pancake roll-up, basically a Bisquick-infused meat slurry stuffed inside a Bisquick pancake. Except for some reason, you cook the hamburger meat with like a half ton of ketchup.
Ugh. Man, ketchup is really gross like this.
The recipe was featured in magazine ads Bisquick ran in 1975, when inflation was around 9%, about where it is now. At the top of the ad, above an illustration of a butter and syrup-drenched pancake, was the slogan.
Inflation presents the pancake.
Robert Clara is a senior editor at Adweek. There was also Inflation Presents the Biscuit, an ad with a recipe for Bisquick tuna bake. Yum. All the ads had the same tagline, Bisquick, an idea whose time has come again.
What they were essentially saying is, we've been your friend all this time. You didn't get the sense that the brand was tripping over itself to attach its name to a current event.
If instead the slogan was upset about Watergate, Bisquick is here, that feels like a reach. Clara says inflation was mostly a headache for marketing departments, but for the baking mixes of the world.
If you were a brand that was already basing your sales pitch on, hey, we're pocketbook friendly, inflation was the equivalent of a red carpet tumbling down the steps.
Take this 1979 ad from an up-and-coming retail chain.
Walmart's Super Inflation Buster sale blasts through the inflation barrier with big discount savings on hundreds of everyday items.
Back then, the actual word inflation was prominent in lots of ads. But in 2022...
Right now, every day seems to get more and more expensive. That's why Walmart has everyday low prices. So you can.
William White is chief marketing officer at Walmart, which this week told investors that high prices are leading shoppers to buy less discretionary stuff like new clothes and more necessities like groceries. He says there's a downside to using the I word.
Customer behaviors are changing. People are stressed. And I think by talking and using the words inflation and really shining a mirror up directly in terms of what people are facing, I'm just not sure that that's as effective.
Instead of those inflation-busting ads from the 1970s, today you get more soothing montages of happy, cost-conscious families making a salad. Plus, you got to remember, most of the people who made that new Walmart ad and most of the people who watched it, inflation wasn't really in their vocabulary until this year. In the 70s, the word was everywhere because inflation had been around since the 60s.
To me, it was just the fact of life.
Gail Cohn did much of the household shopping for her husband and two children back then.
We used the joke about our hedges against inflation. This would be such things as buying toilet paper in quantity and stuff that we could.
Well, we used to buy a whole side of beef.
That's Don, her husband of 56 years. The joke was funny because Don was an economist at the Fed working to fight inflation. And buying toilet paper in bulk, that's not exactly what Don wanted other consumers to be doing.
When people expect inflation, if you think you see a bargain, you really grab it. So you start demanding stuff ahead of time, which just adds to the inflation pressure.
It's a vicious cycle. There's no definitive study on the impact of advertising on inflation expectations. But economists do seem to agree that everyone saying inflation all the time can't help. The Cones may have bought an entire side of beef, but they never made Bisquick hamburger pancake roll-ups. And I gotta say, they were missing out.
I'm gonna fight inflation here and dig in, see how this actually is. Ugh. That's not bad. I can't believe it.
If you're wondering, the Bisquick cost me $5.99. General Mills, which owns Bisquick, has raised the prices on its product lines 5 times over the past year. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.